You're listening to SBS News.
The second most popular sport for girls aged between 5 and 8, gymnastics, is in the spotlight with evidence showing that it's not always safe. A 110-page report acknowledges misconduct, bullying, and assault are commonplace in the sport. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins led the investigation.
The report identified a number of systemic factors that cut across all levels of gymnastics in Australia and that create an environment where athletes' safety and well-being are not prioritised and consequently where abuse and mistreatment can thrive.
The release of the documentary Athlete A sparked a global sharing of abuse allegations and prompted Gymnastics Australia to commission the investigation. The organisation has said sorry to athletes and family members who have endured abuse in the sport. Ben Heap is the president of Gymnastics Australia.
Gymnastics Australia unreservedly apologises to all athletes and family members who've had any form of abuse participating in our sport.
There were 138 written submissions outlining experiences of sexual, physical, and psychological abuse. Among the personal accounts were a coach displaying unwanted affection. In another case, a 40-year-old admitted to ongoing struggles with disordered eating and exercise behaviour as a direct result of being a gymnast. More than one in five girls aged between 5 and 8 years take part.
This is also an opportunity for gymnastics to play a societal role in driving gender equality, in improving women's participation in sport over their lifetime, and in challenging stereotypes of how young women and girls should behave and appear.
The report recommends action on coaching practices that encourage abuse and harm, with more attention placed on ending potential abuse and neglect. It blames attitudes of winning at all costs and the ideal body, which can lead to eating disorders. In short, it blamed gymnastics at all levels for not safeguarding children and young people. Gymnastics Australia says it will adopt all 12 recommendations. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.